Winky thinks, and he's probably right, that we should provide a little bit of variety in the show greeting every morning. What's your
Switch it up, man.
What's your recommendation instead of "What up, adults"? Or
what's good?
What's good? What's good? Would there be any kind of
good?
Anything on the end of that?
I mean, you can say "What's good, big dog." You can say "What's good, bro."
Tomorrow, okay. Greg's gonna come in. What's popping?
What's happening?
Yeah, what's popping? I mean, that works.
Could you add a pal on the end?
You could add a pal. What's good, pal?
All right.
What about being a little more diverse? Que pasa?
Que pasa?
Curtis, you sound much better, by the way.
Greg, I have to tell you, I hate it when you're right. It's very often, sadly. The Z-Pack may be, after James, the second best thing to ever happen to me.
Other than the television remote and maybe the microwave, maybe the single greatest innovation of science.
If you can get your hands on it.
The Z-Pack, it is.
Clears you right up.
That's it. Mm-hmm. You just take it. So when did you take it? Yesterday?
Yep. I figured it out. It says there's five days. I was like, oh, no. How many do I take on the first day? And it's like, take these two together. It's so foolproof. It's phenomenal.
If you're really feeling bad, just take all of them at once. That's the way you do
it. Well, I wasn't feeling good, so I snorted it. I don't know if that's supposed
to. That works.
But I want to do two quick shout-outs to Rob on a golf course and E from Brockton, two great Twitchers. It's both of their birthdays today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, to both. Happy birthday. You can watch the show on Twitch. And thank you to those of you who do every day. And it's really easy to do. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI.
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
It's a Bruins Thursday on this show.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's not Rob's birthday. I thought it was. I'm sorry.
He's correct. Not.
It is Ease.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday.
Close.
Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury will join us coming up at 9. Bruins Thursday here. And it is now 6:05. And has anyone in the Patriots wide receiver room in the last hour pointed a finger at their coach or demanded a trade or suggested that they are playing in the wrong place or are better than the entire organization? Has anybody have an update on the last hour?
I bet somebody's done it. We know how it goes down there in New England. Yeah, if you got issues with whatever it is, just
go public with it.
Go public with it.
Actually, because we are going to get to all of the negative from yesterday that we heard, but I have a positive Patriots lead this morning of some that are being supportive of one Gerard Mayo.
All right.
So, there's the good with the bad.
Mm-hmm. But listen, you were part of building the dynasty. I think that's well documented.
Yep.
And for 20-some odd years, things went swimmingly down there.
Mm-hmm.
On a sliding scale, when you look at the disarray that is going on, the dysfunction that is going on, with 10 being the worst, one being the best, where are they currently compared to where it was when you were there?
I would say they're probably at about a 15. A 15, man.
Really?
Yeah, there's just because of what I'm used to, where I come from, and just, you know, even in different organizations, I mean, maybe it was because we didn't have social media back then, but it just seems like anybody that has an issue with whatever it is going on down there, playing time, role, how they feel about the coaches, whatever it is, they let us know about it, or it gets out through the media or through their social media. And we've seen it in the past, but it was like here and there. You know what I mean? Now it's like constant.
And they're also willing to put their name on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where in the past it might be, you know, after the season and Andrew Callahan or whomever is able to get some anonymous quotes about the way things didn't go. And in this particular case, it's seven games in.
To think about how crazy we thought it was that Karen Garigian had that article at the end of Mac Jones' final season and all of the unnamed sources that came out saying what was going on behind closed doors in that locker room. And we were appalled that a Bill Belichick-led team would go and speak to a reporter behind
anonymity.
But now it's like every single person saying it with their chest, and we're like, well, this has been going on forever. It hasn't.
No.
Yes, Hello.
No, the dysfunction has. It just hasn't been on the surface.
Yeah.
The dysfunction looks a lot worse and probably feeds into more dysfunction if people are saying it with a microphone in front of their
face.
Yeah,
when you see it, like when we see it publicly, there might be stuff going on behind the scenes that we know about, and that happens everywhere. But when we start to see it publicly, we start to question what the hell's going on. I mean, we did the same thing a little bit with the Celtics, right? There was maybe some dysfunction going on. But once it started to make itself public, whether it was with, you know, the players only meetings and chairs being thrown, you start to question, like, you know, what's going on? What's the vibe down there? Who's in control?
But the vibe last year was awful. It was just not on the surface. I mean, everybody
so
did.
We don't know about it. Like, so if somebody...
We knew they weren't a functional team.
No, it's like, it's no different. Like, if somebody's marriage looks good on the surface,
right,
but you don't really know what's going on behind closed doors, we, the public, or the fans, we look at it and go, okay, everything's good. But once we start to see all the stuff that comes out, and it's consistent, then we go, oh, that ain't as good as it looks, or it starts to show, well, it doesn't look good over there.
It's wild to me that the guys in that wide receiver room specifically who want up and out of here are not, they're not Steph Diggs.
No.
They're not
Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, Randy Moss.
They are demanding a trade.
Right.
In one case, somebody says, you know, how do you feel about a trade? And they call that question an alley-oop.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look around and go, we would trade you, but there's zero interest and we're not getting anything for you. Like, how about a mirror? Like, how about looking in? Like, how about a little reality check?
And the Patriots,
KJ.
The Patriots are an awful team right now, and Jerod Mayo has gotten off to a horrific start. But last year they said they were going to restart in the middle of the season, and we said, holy cow, it's the middle of October, and the coach is saying we have to start over? It's not, this is why it's, as much as we can do Belichick and Mayo, and believe me, we'll do that for as long as we're here. The owner of this team is the one that sets the standard for a lack of accountability. You can't walk out with your Air Force crafts on MetLife Stadium Field bragging to everybody about how this was your guy 5 years ago, and then the second headwinds hit, you're saying behind closed doors, leaking to someone, that over the summer you began to get second thoughts.
Yeah, yesterday was a very interesting day because you had those who I think are whispered to or have been whispered to by Jerod Mayo and by Robert Kraft out front suggesting that, paraphrasing, that they may have made a mistake. Or that Jerod Mayo wasn't fit for the job or not the right guy for the job or whatever. So it's like, that's what I'm talking about when it comes to self-destructing. It seems like it's going on. But
I think it's more self-destruction when you start to hear the reports of, and this is where I think maybe Kraft should get on it, like, We had doubts before the season. Maybe we made it. However you want to phrase it, you can't tell me that you had a guy that you wanted for 5 years. You then give this guy an opportunity, and then before the season starts, after what, 6 months, 7 months on the job, you start to go, maybe I should. You know, I'm sorry, like. That, like those two don't add up. That you're willing to wait 5 years for a guy, or tell a guy 5 years ago you're our guy, and have Carl, you brought this up yesterday. Bill Simmons talked about Kraft having conversations with the guy behind Bill's back.
Yeah.
And then not even 7 months on the job, you're telling me that you, the guy who pegged this guy 5 years, go, well, maybe we made a mistake. Do you really, like, does that math make math?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Well, we will get to everything that was said yesterday on this morning show. We are going to talk with Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, in about a half an hour at 6:45 after we get to some of or all of the leads in 10 minutes. We should get all of the leads in for once during their designated time so as to leave room for Bill O'Brien at 6:45.
That sounds like a great plan, Greg. Let's do it.
Did you get out and golf yesterday in the great weather?
I did. I actually got to go play quick 18 with my pops. It was a wonderful day.
Excellent. What'd you shoot?
I shot an 89. Not ideal, but, you know, could have been better. I played.
So, like, a 95?
Yeah.
No, an 89. Don't take mulligans here.
Is anybody
take a single mulligan?
Yesterday, no.
Whenever whenever there's a quick stipulation, there's a pause. Obviously, we're talking about yesterday. What else would we be talking about?
I didn't pause, though. I immediately responded, yesterday, no. I did not.
Where did you play?
I played at Bill Ricca Country, or Country Club of Bill Ricca.
Oh, very nice.
Augusta, yeah. North.
All right.
Not quite.
Was the 89 good?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He was a little quick, though, with the 89, Curtis. Like, almost as if he had pre-planned. Like, he thought I might ask if he had.
I mean, I can pull up the 18 Birdies app for you if you really want, right?
Oh, because I'm sure the 18 Birdies app doesn't ever get distorted by a lying scorekeeper.
Never.
So 89's pretty good,
yeah,
then, Shime.
Not bad, yeah. Shime.
Good job, Shime.
Well,
thanks.
Done.
Yeah. You look good, too.
I
appreciate you, Courtney.
Yeah,
you're the best.
Time left. I mean, I think next week is going to be nice as well, Curtis, right? Similar thing. I mean,
we might have a record-setting day on Old Hallows Eve.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yep. Excellent.
It's going to be in, like, the 70s close to Halloween, right?
Crispy, I would say.
Yeah.
Oh, love
right.
that.
They said it after Bill O'Brien mm-hmm. on today's show. We may need double They Said It this morning, Shime.
I think that's probably in play today, Greg. There is a lot of audio that came out yesterday.
Okay. All right. So at least one, maybe two, discussions on what they said yesterday in sports. Courtney has the news coming up at 7:45. And I'm guessing that what an OnlyFans content creator is accused of doing to one poor husband may mean that Wiggy will cancel his account. So we will get to that and the and the rest
I get
of
it for
news.
Free on the internet. It's called porn. We pay for no OnlyFans.
You refuse to pay for porn?
Hell yeah. I would never pay for porn.
I think that's
porn.
An old head take.
What, paying for porn?
No, refusing to pay for it. I don't think that you and I are changing with the times. I think that the quality of the free has gone in the wrong direction.
No, it's still pretty good quality.
And there's a large quantity of free. Right? Yeah. That's the difference.
I think that people pay for the feeling like they're having a relationship with that person, like the contact back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Feels more personal.
For me, the experience is really just about having a relationship with myself.
Then you just need the free stuff. You're good.
And honestly, I love myself.
Yeah.
That is it.
I am my soulmate.
It's a self-care day.
It's all you need. You
know? Don't Haley Seinfeld,
that what
I
women
love
do
me.
It's a, that's the men's self-care day. Yes.
I would say, speaking of loving yourself, every photo you post from your beautiful home in Echelon has at least one thing with your name on it.
That's not true. Really.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No. Not really.
Between the Marconi, the poster.
The other night you posted something and there was the Greg Hill charcuterie board right behind it.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, all right, pal.
Curtis, you're confusing something that has my name on it as the reason why it's there as opposed to it being a free item that I have obtained.
I'm sure the donut is more important. You're right. Yeah.
But what would you do with the Marconi? I mean, do you want me to put it in storage? Or
give it to Jackson.
The Marconi's perfect there.
I feel like...
But it could be in the office.
I feel like it belongs on...
Since you did give it to Curtis.
it does belong to Curtis.
Yeah.
Right.
Put it on your TV stand right under your TV. Oh, I forgot you don't have one of those.
I could put a faux Marconi up there with a
no.
Faux
you got a real you
a
have
faux
a
fireplace.
You have a real Marconi. Put the real Marconi on the faux fireplace.
Yeah. This is Brandon from Boston. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, guys.
What's up?
So you know, this is the thing. I think now I'm always hard on the Patriots. I'm a Rams fan, by the way, but I feel like the Patriots have a chance to win against the Jets. But let's talk about trades here. We have Cooper Kupp on the block. So for me, I'm doing this deal. I'm putting up Joe Milton. I'm putting up KJ Osborne. I'm putting up some draft picks. And I'm getting Cooper Kupp on the team. This is why I bring Cooper Kupp on the team.
Yeah.
Because he is a veteran. And he's your third best. And let me tell you why he's your third best. Yeah. He has 147 yards. The only two players that have more than 147 yards is Henry and Douglas. So imagine if Cooper Kupp wasn't injured. He'll be your first.
Right?
This is a guy that has won a Super Bowl. This is a guy that can coach your wide receivers and your tight ends in the O-line how to move in certain aspects of the field on how to get certain people open.
Brandon, what kind of a if I could ask, what type of automobile do you drive?
I don't drive at all.
Okay.
I live in the city.
If you were driving a 1995 Toyota with 250,000 miles on it, would you go out and you
put
know,
some new rims on it?
Try to get yourself some new rims.
First I wouldn't even consider buying that car at all.
Okay, well then, there you go. You've helped me make my point.
That's the Patriots. Why would Cooper Kupp want to come here to a 95 Camry with 200,000 miles on it?
Sorry, I hate to say it to you, but
I love nothing more than caller trade proposals. Because they're always remarkable. Like, imagine you're the Rams today. All right, I'll take your emergency third string quarterback who can't see the field on a 1-6 team for one of the top receivers in football.
Well, Cooper Kupp, a great destination for him is somebody like Tampa Bay, a team that's in the mix.
Yeah.
That has some injuries at the wide receiver. Cooper Kupp's not the same guy from a few years ago that we all think he's dealt some injuries, a little bit older, but he's a guy that you could come in on a team that is competitive, that has a chance to make the playoffs, and he'd be a perfect fit. He's not a good fit here on a team that stinks. You know, yeah. If you're going to trade for somebody on a team that stinks, then you trade for a guy like T. Higgins, who then you could redo, and now he becomes your receiver of the future. You know, but I'm not saying Cincinnati's going to do that because, you know, based on where Cincinnati is, they probably still like look at themselves like, all right, we're still in the mix.
We'd have to overpay, though, for all of those guys, right? If we wanted them to come here.
Like a T. Higgins, you'd have to give a look, you know, you'd have to give up, I would say, what?
That's the issue.
Second-round pick?
Right.
Yeah, we'll give up a second-round pick.
It's not going to be their choice. I mean, if you're trading for somebody, it's not going to be their choice. Right.
But I'm not saying T. Higgins is even on the trade market. I'm just saying that would be the guy you'd go after rather than an aging wide receiver.
Yeah. All right, well, we got a lot to get to on this morning's show, including right now what is trending with Courtney.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. Patriots practice yesterday. A lot of injuries. No Jalen Polk, no Ramondre Stevenson, Curtis Jacobs, Laydon Robinson, Anfernee Jennings, Vedarian Lowe, or Keon White. And I know we're going to get to KJ Osborne and some negative things that he said, but he did clarify that call me celebration, Greg, in London.
Yes.
He said it meant call God.
So call God. Oh, okay.
So
is God taking phone calls?
Well, you know, I think prayer is a good call to God.
Hey God, it's me, Chris.
I see. Can I get a Blondie rejoin?
Oh yeah, sure.
When it comes to calling someone. Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad he clarified.
Yes.
I don't believe a word of it, but that's okay.
All right. Well, for the Panthers, Bryce Young will be back in at quarterback against the Broncos this weekend after Andy Dalton was in a car accident, injured his thumb on Tuesday. Thursday Night Football will see the Vikings at the Rams. Kickoff at 8:15. You can listen to that right here on WEEI. The Celtics are on the road tonight taking on the Washington Wizards. Tip is at 7 p.m., the same time that the puck drops for the Bruins and Stars at the TD Garden. And we have Bill O'Brien on the show this morning at 6:45. BC takes on Louisville tomorrow night at Alumni. And Mike Milbury will join us to talk all things Bruins for the first time this season this morning as well. And today only, stop into your local Shaw's or Star Market for their daily deal. Today's daily deal is pretzel roll sandwiches for $5 each. That's right, pretzel roll sandwiches are $5 each. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Greg, what day is it?
Bruins Thursday here.
Bruins Thursday. Milbury at 9 this morning.
I love that. 56 degrees right now. Afternoon high in the mid-60s.